At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
EAGLES, Eagles.
Welcome in, everybody, to a Tuesday morning edition of Football 24/7 here live following a big trade by Howie Roseman. He brings in another cornerback, and that is cornerback Jacorian Bennett from the Vegas Raiders, and he sends off Thomas Booker. And we got plenty of stuff to talk about this morning here on the show. We'll talk to John McMullen in a little bit. We were live late last night on the channel reacting in instant real time to the Jacorian Bennett trade. And I think it highlights a few things about this team right now. Potentially more confidence in the defensive tackle room than we had originally anticipated, and potentially less confidence in the cornerbacks they have in the room right now. You go in and bring a guy who is drafted one spot ahead of Kelee Ringo in the 2023 NFL draft, and he's got 2 years left on his rookie deal. Now you add youth, you add a young player who's on under contract for 2 years on a very good price. I think he's $1 million a year or somewhere in that range. And, you know, I like it because it adds some competition to the room with Ringo. And, you know, iron sharpens iron. You know, Ringo, hey, somebody's coming for your job. Jacorian, you just got traded. Somebody's coming for your job. Adore Jackson, you're no guarantee to even make the roster right now, my friend. You better start grinding. I love that. I think that's what creates the best or brings the best out of the athletes you want on your football team. So from that perspective, I think it's a good trade for that reason. And I was pretty excited. I mean, we worked all day yesterday. You know, we were live 8 a.m. in the morning. We did a show till about 8:30 last night. We had a action-packed Birds 365, to say the least, for those who saw it. And then the trade broke, about 10 p.m. And I'm like, holy shit, let me get live. Let me talk to the great people of Jacob Nation about Jacorian Bennett. And he is now landed in Philly. Now, I don't think we can make any grandiose proclamations just yet about what this means for Kelee Ringo, what this means for Jackson, what this means for Jacorian, or really what this means for anybody else. I think there is a lot of different ways to go here. All right, there's a lot of different options. And when you have a corner, when you have a defensive coordinator like Vic Fangio, I think that that's a big advantage, you know, to be able to have optionality, to be able to say, hey, what if we want to move Cooper back to safety? Now we have Bennett who could maybe play the slot. Now, I know he's been an outside corner, but he has played in both spots. He's played nickel and he's played on the outside. So you get a guy with a little bit more experience. I mentioned he was drafted the same time as Ringo. Well, he started a lot more football games than Ringo. So I like it from that perspective. Maybe Mack McWilliams, who we've been excited about, the rookie who's had a good camp, went down with an injury. Potentially that injury's worse than we thought, you know, when you're looking for depth at that spot. The other thing might be maybe somebody's on the trading block right now. You know, is it Eli Ricks? Is it Ringo? I don't think so. I don't think so, but, you know, you're bringing a cornerback this late and you trade Thomas Booker. What do you guys think about moving on from Thomas Booker? I'm going to get Johnny Mack's take on this because I want to see where he is. Like, you know, we talked about a lot of this last night, and I think there's so many different ways to go. I'm curious where John's brain is. All right, let's see, you know, okay, this means this about this position. This means this about this guy. I'm curious to see what he has to say about that. But overall, I like the trade. I mean, you know, you gave up your fifth defensive tackle in Thomas Booker, who I think had upside, who I think was a strong player. And I think really gave you, I think Thomas Booker gave you a sense of confidence in the rotation at defensive tackle, right? I think he gave you confidence from a sense of, okay, if our fifth DT is on the field, we don't feel like an absolute stiff is on the field. You do lose that now with him, and you got to hope either Gabe Hall, Ty Robinson, one of these guys who hasn't proven shit yet that they can play in the NFL. And if they do get called upon, if they do get reps, how will they handle those reps? We know that Thomas Booker was at the very least a competent football player at that spot. Now, you got a lot more inexperience and a lot more question marks. Now, it's not like it's DT1 or 2 or 3, so it's a little bit better in that regard. You know, it's again, DT5 probably, maybe 4. You could probably make an argument Booker was 4. You got Carter, you got Davis, you have Mauro Ajomo, and then you probably have Thomas Booker, Gabe Hall, and we had, you know, you got Byron Young. So we'll see. We'll see who ends up making the team now with this. But you do remove a guy from the tackle room, and we're going to see what that, you know, what that means about some of these other guys. So a lot of good things to come from this, in the sense of a lot to talk about, a lot to decipher, and a lot to look for now at training camp. Because hey, what's it mean for the DT room? What's it mean for the cornerback room? What's it mean for the safety position? What's it mean at the nickel? What's it mean on the outside? What's it mean in base defense? All these questions that we'll start to look for and get answers. Now, I wish the trade happened. Well, no, I don't. I'm fine with when the trade happened. But, you know, I would have loved to see Ja'Korian in the preseason game, which is 2 days from now. I'm not sure if we will see Ja'Korian Bennett in that preseason game. But nonetheless, the Eagles did make a move. Howie is shaking and baking. I do have a feeling that this will not be the last August trade that Howie makes. All right, so stay tuned, because I have a feeling – that Howie's not done. I don't think he's gonna sit here and, you know, that was the last move. If he was willing, I didn't even think he would have been willing to move Thomas Booker like that. Now, I don't know what you guys think of that. Again, we just talked about Thomas Booker, where, you know, he's fifth defensive tackle, fourth defensive tackle, whatever. You know, you don't hold on to those guys like they're pots of gold. But he was a player that, again, gave you some confidence. And what does this mean? Is Howie gonna continue to shake and bake? I would like to think he will. You know, the fact that he made this move, I think, highlights a little bit of what he's going to do. Let's talk a little bit about Ja'Korian Bennett on the field. For those who missed our recap last night, you can go and check it out. It was a good one. We talked about a lot of stuff there. So definitely go in and lock in and check that out for sure. Ja'Korian Bennett, though, 5'11", all right, 195. Kind of sounds to me like almost like a smaller Ringo. All right, a 2023 draft pick, I mentioned, number 104 overall. All right, in the 2023 draft. So a fourth-round draft pick. Played his college ball at Maryland. He actually started his college ball at a community college, Hutchinson Community College, and then he transferred to Maryland. He's about to turn 25. So he's 24 right now, and he'll turn 25 in about 2 weeks. All right, so he's a young player. All right, a 24-year-old player coming in. He'll be 25 in a couple of weeks. And this is a guy who really played decent. I pulled up the PFF grades on him last night. I could do that again for you guys once we get Johnny Mack done and dusted. I'll talk to the chat about the player. So let's see what he can do. He appeared in 14 games as a rookie, 4 starts, 3 passes defended. In 24, he was having a good year. You know, he was getting a lot of reps in 24 last year, his second year in the league. And then he had a shoulder injury, and he was put on IR, and that was it for the season. So, you know, if you hear any Raiders fans, I did reach out to one Raiders guy that I know, and I just said, hey, you know, what do you know about Ja'Korian Bennett? And he said, showed a lot of promise last year. That was the one thing he said back to me. Showed a lot of promise last year before the injury. So, you know, maybe this is one of those cheap deals. You bring a guy in who has upside. Doesn't mean he's going to realize it, or doesn't mean he has it just yet, but he's got that upside potential. I do like the speed. He's a very, very fast cornerback. Very fast. I think 4.2, 4.3 speed. So very quick. Again, I mentioned 5'11", and we'll see what he's able to do. We'll see what he's able to do. I do believe he's playing zone coverage for the most part, but Shady, I'll get Johnny Mack's take on that to kind of do that. So, his contract's 4 years, you know, $4.6 million. Obviously, it's about what they are in the fourth round. $1 million a year, fully guaranteed, was $8.23. So this is going to be a very cheap deal for 2 years. All right, he was primarily an outside corner, but he did play 228 nickel snaps in college. And there you go. I mean, I think he could get some of that in Philly. I'm not saying he will. I think there's a better chance of him probably on the outside. But you are looking at some reps he got in college at the nickel, which would maybe show you that he's got at least the ability, you know, if needed, to use him in that role. So I think a good developmental piece for this team. What does it say, though, about Ringo? And I'd be curious to hear from the chat right now what you guys think about it. You know, Eduardo checks in. Ringo hitting that Brucey from the long shard. Now I'll never get to play. Brucey, your breath smells like 8 cans of shark shit, Eduardo. I could smell it through the screen. So Ja'Korian Bennett in, I don't think it's a bad move. I got no issue with the move. You know, I thought about it a little bit last night. At first, I was kind of like, Do we want to get rid of Thomas Booker, who is really a good defensive depth piece on that defensive tackle room? We're a defensive line built football team or an offensive line built football team. We don't typically take away from those lines. And in a year, you lose Josh Sweat and Milton Williams, you know, you trade Thomas Booker now. So what does that say about how they feel about the guys in this tackle room? What does it feel or what does it say about how they feel the guys in the cornerback room? So we're going to talk about all that all day long here. We got plenty of content coming for you guys. Right now, I got Johnny Mack, John McMullen joining me right now here on a Football 24/7 edition.
Yeah, you're a little shaky. Do you have me?
I got you now. Yeah, where are you, on the bridge or something or close to it? Sometimes that's where it gets a little spotty.
No, I just left my house running a little bit late this morning because of Howie Roseman dropping a bomb on us at night.
Yeah, John, we finished up our show last night. I don't know. I got off the air around 8:30. Howie drops the bomb. I'm like, let me get right back on the air. So we react to it in real time. John, real quick, man, what is your first reaction? Because it does show a lot of things in my eyes, John. Does it say things about the tackle room? You get rid of a good depth piece in Thomas Booker. I said earlier, John, it's not a guy that you're building your franchise around, but what he was a depth piece in the on the defensive line that you felt good about. Like, when Thomas Booker was on the field, I don't think people were like, we got a stiff out there, get him off. He was a good depth player in that room, and you bring in now another young cornerback who was drafted one spot ahead of Kelee Ringo in the 2023 draft, and you got a cheap deal, 2 years. John, what's your first reaction to this trade by Howie Roseman?
Yeah, I think it's a typical August trade, and I had mentioned defensive tackles potentially a place that they could trade player for player. I think it says more about their comfort with Gabe Hall and their discomfort of the cornerback room. So I think it's far more about the cornerback room. Obviously, that's the player you're getting back. Then it says it actually says something good about the defensive tackle room. And Gabe's had a nice summer. And then also I asked Big Fangio about Ty Robinson, which has been a struggle for him early, which is typical for most rookies. But the Eagles have had this run of guys hitting the field and being contributors right away. And, you know, Vic kind of understands it's a process with him, but he's going to be here. So they, you know, relatively compared to other teams, they still had decent depths at defensive tackle, and that's why they were able to take from that to get another potential contributor in that race to be the cornerback too. And, you know, who are they unhappy with? You know, Vic is keeping that close to the vest. He said it's even. The Eagles put out their first unofficial depth chart. They used the slash, the college slash that they always do to see co-starters with Adoree Jackson and Kelee Ringo. He's clearly not happy with the way it's going, is what this tells me. And that of course, is a little bit disappointing. But Ja'Corian Bennett, as you mentioned, got picked, ironically, the spot before Kelee Ringo in the 2023 draft. And he's already started 11 games now. You know, sometimes you're starting out of necessity. Obviously, for his time there, the Raiders were a bad football team. So that factors into it. But, you know, I also think the fact that, you know, Brandon Hunt's out there, Anthony Patch is out there now.
Right.
You know, John Spytek is the GM. He used to work for the Eagles years ago. There's a comfort level that both sides are, you know, not trying to swindle the other side. So the Raiders obviously had all those problems with Christian Wilkins, so they need a contributor on the interior of the defensive line. The Eagles feel they need more at corner, and so it makes sense.
John, you think this guy can be a starter, or do you think this is purely a depth move? I mean, I think the potential is there. I don't know if he would be that type of player in year one, but again, drafted same time as Ringo and certainly has more playing time than Ringo. Do you view this guy as a player who could presumably start for this team early in the season, or do you think this is more of a depth move at the corner spot?
I think it's more of like an Isaiah Rodgers type move last year.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
Especially, you know, even though it's early in August, you know, we've talked about that a lot with Vic, and, you know, it's hard to imagine that he's going to say, all right, you know, you start out number, like back in the day when Steven Nelson showed up as a veteran player 2 days before camp, and he was taking the first team reps on the first day of camp and never left that job. I don't think it's that type of situation. I think it's, you know, throw another potential body in the mix and let the best man win. But the youth part of it, you know, now you have Ringo and Ricks and another young body, and you say to yourself, you know, you got three darts instead of one. Hopefully one hits.
Right. We'll see. Johnny Mack, how do you think he fits in the Fangio scheme? This is a guy who played a lot of nickel corner in his college. Not a lot, but he played, I think, almost 250 snaps in college at the nickel, played predominantly outside in the NFL. He's 5'11", 195, John, and a speedy dude, very, very fast. How do you think he fits into what Vic Fangio wants to do on defense?
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, I don't think he's playing nickel. You know, 720 of his 800-something snaps in the pros have been outside. You know, he's not the prototypical lengthy corner, but there's plenty of 5'11 guys playing outside corner in the NFL successfully. So he's not, you know, perfect from a size standpoint, but clearly he's been more comfortable outside. Very similar to Rodgers again. Rodgers is smaller, so a lot of people, you know, would speculate, well, why don't you put him in the slot? And he just, you know, he's a good outside corner, and he likes playing outside. He's more comfortable outside. So it seems like, you know, I don't think he's going to be involved in the nickel part of it. I think he's here to be an outside corner, but we'll see. I mean, Vic often looks at somebody and says, you know what?
Right.
I see something else, most notably Zach Bowen.
Yeah, we'll see what happens there, Johnny. That's going to be interesting to see how it is. John, the risk on this player, injured. He's been injured a lot. He missed last year. I think he was put on IR in November after starting, I believe it was 7 games to start the season, and he missed the rest of the season with a shoulder issue. Is this a classic Howie Roseman, you know, buy low, you know, and with a high hope for a young player who really – he did show some things, John. I reached out to a buddy of mine who, you know, watches all the Vegas games, and he's like, look, this guy showed a lot actually last year before he got hurt. Now, we forgot about him because he got hurt so early, but when he was on the field, he really started to show some good signs. Now, I don't know why they would have gotten rid of him at this point. They got a new regime there, a new coach, obviously all those different things. Maybe he just didn't fit what they were doing. But what do you think about that part of it, the risk with the player, and kind of why Howie went this route? How do you think Howie's viewing this?
Well, like I said, I don't think they're happy. I think it says, you know, actions speak louder than words. I don't think they're happy with the way the battle is going for cornerback two, and they just want to add more competition. And this is a kid that's not going to turn 25 until later this month, so he's still very young. You know, can't legislate injuries, that type of thing. You hope the worm turns from that standpoint. As you mentioned, the regime change in Las Vegas, so everybody there is not the guys who drafted him. So they might have a different vision. Pete Carroll has a history of playing cover three specifically. I don't know if he's evolved from that. I haven't been paying attention from Las Vegas, but that is a lot different than what Vic does. So it could be scheme specific, and you know, maybe he projects as a better fit here, but until you see him and until you see how Vic is going to utilize him, and I'm sure he's going to start him slowly. It is a more complicated defense than a cover three would be. So you have to see how he picks it up later in the process. Not terribly late like C.J. Gardner-Johnson or even Jahan Dotson last year, but late, he's behind the eight ball when it comes to everybody else and knowing this scheme. So how quickly does he pick it up? But he's going to be here. That's one thing you could say.
Right.
He's going to be a backup corner. I think it'll be difficult for him to go win the job week one. We always talk about week one. I don't know why that's so important, but it is to a lot of people. I don't think he's going to be starter week one, but that doesn't mean if he picks it up and he's playing better that he's not starting at some point in the season. I think he's a relevant piece, or they hope he's going to be a relevant piece.
John, who's the biggest loser here? Is it Ringo or is it Adoree Jackson, who now I don't even like – you know, kind of, I don't think they're going to move on from Adoree Jackson, at least.
Well, they could.
Well, that's what I was going to get to. Is he the biggest loser in this? Because let's be real, Ringo's probably not going anywhere, despite they just added competition for him. I don't think he's going anywhere versus Adoree Jackson. Boy, I heard Vic Fangio say, hey, that's a Howie guy about a week ago, and now they trade for a cornerback. I don't know, John. Who's the biggest loser in this trade for Bird?
Yeah, on the surface, I would say Adoree, because you're right. I mean, Kaylee's going to be here. He's
right.
At the bare minimum, he's their best punt gunner. He's a key part of special teams, and he's already shown he's really good at that. So obviously, he's under contract in his rookie deal. He's going to be here. Adoree, any of those Tamu guys, they can move on from with right. no problem. So. Yeah, I mean, now Vic tempered some of those thoughts. That was two press conferences ago when he said essentially he's a Howie guy. He had softened a little bit and said he was playing better, picking things up. But again, actions speak louder than words. The guy's here for a reason. And I mean, to a certain degree, at corner, it's a negative for both Ringo and Jackson, but because Ringo's going to be here as a key part of Michael Clay's coverage units, I would lean towards it being more of an indictment for Adoree.
Yeah, we'll see how that shakes out, Johnny Mac. With that, John, you know, you just mentioned something Vic said that caught many's ear last week, and that was Adoree's a Howie guy. Do you think Jacorian Bennett is a Howie guy, or do you think he said, all right, Vic, you don't like Adoree, you tell me any name out there you like, anybody that you think could be acquired? Now, I know how Vic Fangio is probably worried about a whole lot of other things outside of who the hell Jacorian Bennett is. But I'm just throwing it out there because Vic did say that, and I thought that was an interesting comment. Oh, he was a Howie guy. Is Jacorian Bennett a Howie guy? I'd love to hear if
Well, I real quick, he didn't use that phrasing, so I don't want to get that out there. He just said that he didn't want a lot of tape on him, and that, you know, sometimes Howie wants to sign a guy, and he's going to sign a guy. He didn't call him a Howie, so I want to make that clear because people were going to take that in a negative direction. But I mean everybody who comes here is a Howie guy.
Yeah,
like
right.
I think there's this mentality that, you know, Vic's telling them where to get players, and that was the best part of that give and take. It's like, no, Howie makes those decisions, and then Vic, you know, gets the player and utilizes him the best way that he can. Vic is not paying, as you mentioned, he's got a lot of work to do here. He's not watching tape of Jatorian Bennett at this stage, but I'm sure he did in the draft process and things like that. Maybe he likes him. Howie, you know, is very cognizant you're not doing your job right if you're not getting players that the coaches like. So he's learned that over the years many times. Now you have to be sometimes – it works both ways, though. You know, the coaching staff wanted Jalen Reagor, and he gave them what they wanted.
Right.
He got shit on for it. And that was like the demarcation point. He said, well, if I'm going to get all the you-know-what, I'm going to make the decisions, and he makes the decisions, but, you know, he would be doing himself a disservice if he got a bunch of players that didn't fit what the coaches want to do. And nobody's perfect. You already saw it with Bryce Huff. Now you may be seeing it in real time with another player. And you learn from that and you shift gears because nobody's perfect. But yeah, Vic doesn't walk into his office and say, "Get me Jatorian Bennett."
Yeah, no. But I do wonder if there's dialogue, you know, before you make the move. You know what I mean? Like, "Hey, Vic, I'm thinking about this player. This is a skill set. I'm sure."
Oh yeah, I mean, there's dialogue. Yeah, of course, and that's part of. Again, Howie's going to the Hall of Fame. He's not going to the Hall of Fame because he doesn't listen to. You know, what his coaches want.
Right.
So it's always collaborative, and they use that word a lot, but the buck stops with Howie.
Good stuff,
so
Johnny.
They're all Howie guys.
Yeah, they're all Howie guys. It's Howie's world. We're living in it, everybody. No doubt about it. John, coming into camp, you've been pretty adamant and consistent that the edge rushers are your biggest concern. And with this move, I'm not saying that's changed because nothing changed in the edge rushing room, but does this potentially, you know, increase the concern on the cornerback spot, knowing that the Eagles, you know, the first move they made was to bring in more depth in this spot? We already have talked about what this shows about, you know, their confidence level in both Adoree Jackson and Kelee Ringo. Has this shifted at all your mindset or your thought process on, you know, the depth and the talent that they have coming into the season at the cornerback room?
No, other than, you know, I was always concerned about cornerback, and I pretty much, as somebody cuts me off on 42, trying to kill me early in the morning.
Don't get killed, J-Mac. We need your brother.
Yeah, so, you know, I never thought – I've been saying pretty consistently, I think it's going to be way more difficult to replace Slay than people think. So I always had some concern, but I thought there was a higher ceiling at cornerback if Kelee started to get it than there was at edge rusher with some of the other guys, the Azeez Ojulari, Josh, and even Jalik Hunt. At least early, because Jalik is further behind on the developmental trajectory than Kelee. So that I mean, they're both needs. And I thought Adoree Jackson was a decent insurance policy as well. Like, I think he, to me, and I think I said it a couple times, was. To me, I was more confident of him as in the Tamu signings than Ojulari or Uche at their positions. But, you know, if Vic don't like you, Vic don't like you. We've already seen that. And then I haven't seen much from Ojulari specifically in camp. Now, part of that is who he's going against and all that. And now we've seen a couple flashes from Josh Uche, but mainly against Kendall Lamb. And again, understandable because of who the first team tackles are. But yeah, I mean, I'm still more worried about edge rusher. And then I think it's more important, not that corner's not important because it's very important, but if you're rating the positions, to me it's, either get the quarterback or get to the quarterback. That's the adage. So to me, the quarterback is obviously the most important position, but the second most important position in the NFL, I would argue, is edge rusher.
Good stuff, Johnny Mac. John, day 10 today, brother. Let's get into that real quick before I let you run. What's going on day 10? Who's set to speak this morning? I got bogged down by Jatorian Bennett, John. We were live late last night. What's up with day 10 today as we move into last practice, open practice of the week before a walkthrough tomorrow and a game on Thursday?
Last practice, as you mentioned, before the preseason opener. So you're going to get those wonderful questions, Nick. Who's gonna play in Thursday night's game? So you'll get all those questions from Nick Sirianni pre-practice, and I'm sure you know what the answers are going to be. I think you're going to see plenty of guys on the defensive side of the ball getting somewhat significant snaps who are competing. And offensively, I think it would have to – I said it yesterday, I think. It would have to be a Jalen Hurts type. Hey, I want to get a series or two, and then everybody will come along. But obviously, if you don't want to play the offensive line, you're not going to play the quarterback or the running back. So get ready for a lot of Tanner McKee, and that'll excite some people. And, you know, Will Shipley and Anaya Smith and Johnny Wilson get to see some of these second-year players who need to step up on the offensive side of the ball as well. So plenty of stuff to look at when it comes to the preseason game that I think will be interesting for Eagles fans and guys who you should be focused on. But as far as the key players on offense, again, I think it all hinges on Jalen Hurts and if he wants to do a series or two. Either way, yeah, be situated in the recliner if you want to see it.
Yeah, no doubt. I don't think he'll be on the football field. Johnny Mac, great stuff today, brother. Get down to the stadium safely, man. We appreciate you doing it. Ja'Corian Bennett, John, the newest Eagle you'll be covering, and we'll be talking about it all here on Jacob Sports on Birds 365 and on our morning shows, Football 24/7. J-Mac, thank you, brother. I'll catch you tonight.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate it.
All right. See you, Johnny Mac. It's Johnny Mac joining us here on a Football 24/7 morning edition. Ja'Corian Bennett has landed, baby. Let's see what he can do. It's going to be interesting to see what it means for everybody and what it means for the cornerback spot, for Ringo, for Adoree Jackson. I'm happy that John agreed. I thought Adoree Jackson was quickly the biggest loser from this trade. And John did agree with that just from a sense that Ringo is going to be here. They're not going to move on from Ringo just yet. You know, you got 2 years left on that deal. So now you got two young guys drafted around the same spot who are duking it out. Let's get to some super chats. Handsome Hustler, what up, brother? Fun fact, Ja'Corian Bennett was picked one spot ahead of Keely Ringo in the top of the fourth round in the 2023 NFL draft. Hustler, we mentioned that. It is a good fun fact, man. It's a good fun fact. One spot ahead of Ringo. So now you got two fourth round guys. Now you got two 2023 fourth round corners, handsome. Let's just hope one of them or they both don't freaking stink. All right, Hustler, that's what we need. Let's just hope one of you guys doesn't freaking stink. We need a guy that can play. Brian Pope, what up, Pumper? I'm going to guarantee Vic doesn't even know who Ja'Corian Bennett is. These dudes making me chuckle. All right, Pumper. Pumper, go back to bed. Go bedtime. Okay, I read you. Sing you a little lullaby, Brian Pumper. Go back to bedtime, Pumper. Sing you a nighttime lullaby for you, Brian. Abe says, Howie didn't want to pay Booker. Yeah, well, why not? Yeah, I mean, I don't think it was only for that. You know, obviously they weren't going to pay Booker anyway. They're paying Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis. You know, they're not doing that, but I don't know. Like, that's not a reason to trade him right before the season, Abe, at least in my opinion. I mean, they've let plenty of guys play through that contract. And, again, he was a decent depth piece. So, let's see. Let's see what happens. Rich says, Bennett is ready to go. Look up his Raiders interviews. Yeah, Rich, I did see some of that, man. I like him. So, I mean, look, I care a lot more about what he does on the football field than what he says behind a microphone. So, let's see what he can do on the field. Let's see how Vic uses him. And it'll be good to see. Daz says, Bennett at NovaCare yet? I doubt it, Daz. The trade broke at like 10 o'clock last night. It's not even 12 hours later. I would assume that he's probably, you know, on a flight this morning, maybe. That would be my assumption. I don't know. Does Lurie send the jet for players like this? I'm not really sure. Or do they make him fly coach? Yo,
You got a fly coach. Holy shit, what is this? Does anybody know what this means? CZK. What the fuck is CZK? Some sort of CZK currency. Check Karuna. Let's see. He sent 50 of them. He sent $2.34. Levin, you're basket in it, my guy. 50 check Karuna equals $2.34. After YouTube fees, I'm looking at around $1.34. Thank you very much, Beef Levin. Love you, brother. He says, I just got to Prague and saw Mike Gill with a blonde wig and miniskirt on chasing after a group of guys on a bachelor party. P.S. Ringo must suck. LMAO, man. LMAO. You got to be kidding me, man. Mike Gill. He's supposed to be over there, isn't he? I guess we won't get Mike Gill this week. I don't know. When did he say he was going? I forget when he said he was going, but that's pretty funny. Yo, B. Fleming, enjoy your trip, brother. I hope you have a great time. And you got plenty of stuff to come back to. All right? When you come back, the newest star will be Ja'Corian Bennett. We'll see. We'll see how it shakes out. Thank you, Brian Fleming, for the super chat. Thank you, Pumper, Handsome Hustler, Abe, and Eduardo for all the super chats today. As always, good stuff, everybody. Day number 10, Nick Sirianni will speak today. And it'll be interesting to see. What does he got to say about this? And I don't know. What do you guys think of this? We spoke about it last night. And obviously, your thoughts evolve and they change a little bit as you start to see, what they use them, what they speak about them, what they say about them, and all those different things that will come. But the immediate reaction was they're not sold on the corners and they're more sold on the tackles. All right. That was my immediate takeaway. Okay. Not sold on corners. They feel good about the defensive tackle room. Right? I mean, you got rid of good defensive tackle depth, which means you got to feel pretty good. Now, I know we got Jalen Carter. I think they're very high on Moro Ojomo. I should have said that to Johnny Mac. Probably would have had a little bit of an aneurysm at me. For those who saw our debate last night on Birds 365, Johnny Mac probably wouldn't have been very happy if I told him. This shows you that they're high on Moro Ojomo. All right. Let's see. Izzy still chanting Team Johnny Mac. All right, Izzy, you stay on that side. I'll remember that, Izzy. That was my live reaction to the trade, too. Yeah, Carl, that's what I was thinking, man. Not sold on the corners. High on the defensive tackle room. All right, that was my instant thought. So we'll see. I mean, I think the player looks like he's got some decent upsides. I don't know. Can anybody confirm or deny this? So somebody commented yesterday, and they said, he's got crash-out potential. Can you confirm or deny? Because this changes what you think of a player, all right? I want a guy on defense with crash-out potential. They got rid of C.J. Gardner-Johnson. He was a little bit too much of a headache. I don't know why they got rid of him. He was a great football player. But we need a little feistiness on the defense. I don't think Ringo's that guy. Is he a crash out potential? Here's Fleming. Follow it up. Let's see what this is. Holy shit. Beef Fleming with check Karuna, $100, which equals $4.73. Brian Fleming, thank you, brother. Appreciate it, man. That's two supers today. Because I don't know how YouTube defaults amounts in Karuna. I follow Jacob Worldwide. Let's go, baby. Let's go, Fleming. Jason says crash out isn't a good thing. Jason, this is football. This isn't fucking daycare, Jason. It's football. It's football. By the way, while we're on, Jason, and I want to thank everybody who's been a member on this channel for a long time. All of our members, I always try and reward and do different things for because it goes a long way. And Jason, while I just ripped you, for your crash out take, I do have something pretty dope for you, all right? And there's a reason I have it for you, all right? So all through the offseason, a lot of people come, a lot of people go, a lot of people cancel, a lot of people come back. All good. Not worried about that, all right? Jason A-Team has been a legend member,
the longest standing legend member that we have. Okay. So he's been a legend member all through the offseason, never once changed the subscription, $25 a month, every month for the last 10 months. And he's never changed that. So because of that, I'm going to do something very special for Jason as the longest standing legend member. And we'll do, well, believe me, we're going to do plenty of giveaways. We've got plenty of jerseys, plenty of things we're going to give away to all the great people of Jacob Nation. So if you're not a member, get your memberships in. If you've been a member, thank you very much for being a member. I appreciate it very much. It helps us stay on the air. But Jason is going to get. Jason, I'm going to give you, because I think I think it'll be the perfect size for you, Jason, because I know you, I met you, but I got something for Jason. So how about a Princess Diana jacket for Jason? How about a Princess Diana jacket for Jason? So I was supposed to give this away last year. I never did it. All right. I had two of them, and the longest standing legend member who sticks with us through thick and thin is Jason A-Team, and I'll be giving him this Princess Diana jacket. So I'll organize that with you, Jason, and I'll do that for you, brother. So I just wanted to thank you again for being a legend member, doing it all through the season. That's pretty sick, and I'm going to reward you with this awesome jacket, and I'm pretty sure it'll fit, bro. It's got good size, beautiful jacket, absolutely beautiful jacket. So pretty cool, but I did just want to thank Jason 18 publicly for doing that. Now, Philly Don, you've only been a legend for 8. Don't worry, I looked at everybody, Philly Don. I looked at everybody. All right? I looked at everybody. Now listen, everybody. Don't get jealous on me now, all right? We're going to, listen, I'm going to do things for a bunch of different people, all right? I don't want people, you give this to this guy. You know, you're going to relax, all right? I'm going to do a bunch of things for a bunch of people because you guys do a lot for me, and I appreciate it, all right? But my longest standing legend is Jason A-Team, and I'm going to reward him with that. So big thanks for staying on, and I appreciate that, brother. And no, you're right, Neil. Not everybody will get a Princess Diana jacket. No, that's not how it works. But, you know, you reward people who support you, especially early, especially through the up and down times, especially when the off season comes and most people bail out, you know. So, listen, Jason A-Team's here. He sends us a lot of super chats. He's always supporting the channel, and he's a hardworking dude. So, thank you, brother. Jason, thank you, my guy. I saw that the other day, and I wanted to let you know about that, and I thought that was a good time after I absolutely ripped you for saying you don't want to crash out. Yo, we need a fucking crash out, Jason. I'm going to crash out on you. All right. Thanks. I appreciate it. All right, everybody. Good stuff, man. Good stuff. 18. Thank you, brother, for all the support that you give us. That's pretty cool. Now, day number 10, everybody. Day 10 of practice today. All right. So we're looking forward to it. It's the last practice before this preseason game. So I'm curious to hear what Nick's got to say. I'm curious to see what they do in the practice field. Probably not too much different. But it will be good to see. And I'm curious to see who they play in the preseason game, you know, so that's going to be pretty awesome to see and pretty dope. I kind of like this Jacorian Bennett guy again. You know, I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know what the role is going to be for him or any of those things, but I think overall it's a pretty good thing. All right. Buddy checks in. What up, buddy? I made a vid of all of John's bad takes last year. React to it with John next stream. He said Barkley, Saquon, Cam Jurgens, Dejean, Bond, CJ would be bad and we wouldn't win playoff games. Boy, you gotta send me that, buddy. If I play that with John, I don't think I could play that with John, dude. He'll bail out. I don't think he would like that very much. I don't think he'd like that very much. All right. Wayne says, I just watched your late show from last night. Did you get enough sleep, bro? Wayne, I'm freaking good, baby. Fueled by the man above. Fueled by the good Lord, Wayne the Pain. Fueled by the good Lord, my friend. When the Eagles trade, you're live, Wayne the Pain. Do I look like the kind of guy that takes a night show off? If Howie's traded, I'm live. That's how it works around here. All right. All right. Love you, Wayne. Appreciate it, brother.
Alfredo says, why don't you put on Jacorian tape? Because I can't play NFL highlights on my channel. I am a monetized media outlet. The Eagles actually threatened to sue us once when we used a one little tiny helmet in a graphic. It was like this thing. And it was a tiny helmet that still had the Eagles logo on. We got a cease and desist. We're going to sue you if you don't take this down. I'm like, all right, cool, Bob Lang, you dork. What a dork. Jason A-Team checking in. There he is. My guy Z. Man, I'm so damn hype. I've been waiting that jacket. Best channel on YouTube. Much love and respect, my guy. Elite. Thank you, A-Team. That A-Team, you know what else I was thinking about with you? So this is also why I love A-Team. He's just a cool dude. But last year, Jason A-Team won a jersey. I forget how you won A-Team. I don't know if it was the – I know you won the Grinch thing and the Grinch thing with the hat, and then you won a jersey. And A-Team won a Saquon jersey, all right? And I had a predicament where I only had one Saquon jersey left in a certain size, and I had to give it to somebody else. And Jason was cool enough to say, I'll take whatever you got, basically. So he took Quinion, and Jason, Saquon's a dope jersey. Don't get me wrong, all right? Saquon will be living infamy in Philly. There's no doubt. I'm not taking away from that. But yo, I feel like the Quinion jersey is going to be pretty damn good, Jason A-Team. This kid looks like a freaking stud. I think he's going to be here for a long time, A-Team. So I think that Quinion jersey will age gracefully, my friend. I think that Quinion jersey will age gracefully. Yeah, Balenci, for that, I think Balenci's new from just like this summer. You know, he joined in the channel. But we do tons of giveaways, man. So you'll have a fun season. Yes, you are, Miguel. Correct, Miguel. The longest standing member on Jacob is Miguel Lara, without a doubt. Yes, it is. I think it's like almost 40 months. All right. I don't know, Twiz. It's because they're YouTube channels. Like we had all the sponsors, Twiz. So the Eagles were treating us like we were a radio station. Like we were another version of the Fanatic. You know, and they don't let the Fanatic. You'll notice the Fanatic. They don't use anything on their branding anywhere. So I don't know. I don't really, you know, Twiz, part of me feels like it's just kind of them trying to fuck with us because they don't like Cilio. But I know, believe me, I watch all the other channels and they do the disclaimers and it's really fair use and some of it's all good. But I don't know, man, I'm not, you know, I will admit there's a small part of me that operates with, I don't want to say fear, but I'm not going to risk my channel to show some film. I'm just not, you know, the channel's too valuable. So can't do that. Darker checks in. What's up, Christopher? Bennett is a stud. Didn't give up a touchdown last year and something like 14 pass breakups. I'm excited to have him on the outside. Yeah, I saw that. So interesting. We'll see what he can do, Darker. I like him too, man. Thanks for the super chat, by the way. But I like him too, man. I like him too. And we'll see what he can do. You know, it's going to be a good opportunity for him. It's definitely a better environment than where he came from. And, you know, he's in a battle now. So, and he's got a great defensive coordinator to get the most out of him. So come in here, put your head down, work your ass off, and, you know, maybe he gets shot. Darker also followed up, member for 7 months. Super excited for our new DB. Good stuff. All right, Alfredo. He says, Xander, you missed the whole point of the comment. He locked down the receivers, perceived as the best. All right, Alfredo. We'll see how it happens. All right. All right. Did they give J-Mac crap? They've given J-Mac crap for being on the same outlet as Cilio. Yeah. They've given him crap about that directly to him. Yeah. So, listen. They don't like us. I'm not going to sit here and placate the fucking anybody. I don't give a rat's ass. All right? I don't care. I don't need anybody's approval. I that's not the point of this business. I'm not going to. If they really want me to bend a knee and bow down, I don't do that to anybody. And I'm not going to do that for anybody. All right. I can operate without you. Does it hurt us? I mean, you could say that. Yeah. It's not ideal. It's not perfectly ideal that the Eagles want to shun us. But again, I don't really give a shit. We got the great people of Jacob Nation. I'm cut live consistently. I'm doing great content on this football team. I'm proud of the product that we put out. We're here every single day for the fans. And I think we make it a lot more fun to be an Eagles fan. So they can do whatever the hell they want. I don't give a shit.
I don't really care. So, Buddy says, triggering John's hilarious. I just watched him and Dan had that all-time crash out of her. That was so funny. That was one of the best segments of the entire season. All right. It's so funny. Well, Neil, that's what they want, man. That's what they want, Neil. That's what they make everybody do. More than you guys think, too. Trust me. It's more than you think. Reporting in the NFL used to be a lot different than it is now. There's Tyler Braswell, member for 29 months. Love it. All the members showing off their member badges. All right. I love it. Tyler Braswell, thank you, brother. One of our best supporters as well. All right. Jason, I didn't want to invoke a lot of people who, you know, hold it against me, but I just wanted to thank A-Team because $25 a month is like a significant amount. You know what I mean? So to stay on for 10 months straight all through the offseason is pretty dope. And some of you else have done it. Don't worry. I got things planned for everybody. All right. We're going to try and do as much as I can. I'm putting in massive jersey orders for the season. All right. I'm going to spend 10 grand on jerseys this year. All right. So I'm going to spend more on jerseys than I make on memberships. Okay. It's a losing proposition for me. That's all right, though. All right. The whole point is to make a great environment. Their people love to be, love to spend their time, love to talk about their favorite football team. And we can go back and forth, chirp at each other, like one another, whatever the case may be. That's the whole point. All right. Christopher says, where can I find the Sills versus Johnny Mac segment? That was on the channel. I don't know what it was titled. It was back in the season, Baker. I'll try to find the title for you. Well, Mara, that I know. I don't need help with that. All right. Kimberly says, I want a Coop jersey. Kimberly, you're not even a member. You are not qualified for the giveaways at this point. All right. You are not qualified at this point, Kimberly Sirico. You are not qualified yet, Kimberly. We will see how it shakes out. Fleming says, Jacob Cooney is the best. Thank you, Fleming. Appreciate that, brother. Appreciate that. Ja'Quarian Bennett, everybody, the newest Philadelphia. Kakoa! This is one of my favorite names in the chat. Kakoa Kiowawa! Kakoa Kiowawa. Gotta love it, baby. Gotta love it. I am now. No, you're actually not, Kimberly. I became one on Sunday. No, there should be a little thing next to your name. There should be a little badge next to your name. I don't see it. Where else can you spend $10 to ask a credentialed Eagles beat writer about meat watching? Bruce, what's up, Bruce? Good to see you, brother. Good to see you, brother. Let's see how it all shakes out. Pin says 10K. Whoa, well, Pin, you do the math, dude. Do the math. Last year we gave away, I don't know, 65, 75 jerseys. And they're not cheap. Might be more than 10 bands. Might be more than 10K. Yeah, definitely was a lot more than 10K. Probably closer to 15 last year. We'll see. We'll see how much they spend. Spend this year. It all depends on the members. If the members are flowing, the jerseys are flowing. If the members are stingy and they're not members, then guess what? I got one giveaway a week. You'll get 20 total. All right. You get 20 total. And my sick ass note. That was Devin. That was dope. I love that hat. I love that you loved that hat. And I was pumped to give it to you, Devin. Sean Mims checking in. What's up, Sean? Appreciate it, my man. He says, I'm glad you and Jacob don't kiss ass. Just tell us good reports. Don't play the scared. I need a dog like some folks at WIP. It ain't just WIP anymore, my friend. I promise you that. It's not just WIP. It's YouTube channels, too. It's everybody. Believe me, there's not many who would get shut out by the Eagles and not give a fuck. I promise you. Most people, that's what they want. That's their pinnacle. I got other goals in life. Like, the best version of my success does not include me needing to be at the Eagles facilities or having access or being liked by Bob Lang and any of the press. I don't care. I don't give a shit if any of them like me. It's not my, it's not, it's not, That's not my purpose. That's not my drive. That's not what success looks like for me. Wayne the Pain says, I'm about to hit the 1 year mark. Woo! Go first. Thank you, Wayne. Thank you, brother. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Yo, Z, are you doing anything for the season opener? Other than having a boatload of content on Eduardo, I don't have anything yet planned. We'll see. We'll see. Look at intern Sirianni. I love people like this. It's like, dude, that's not the point. He says, pay $50 over months and wish for a hat or just buy one. Dude, that's not the point. They're supporting the channel that they watch content on every day. Is that such a foreign concept to you to support the things you like in life? The giveaways are not supposed to be what you're paying for. It's supposed to be a thank you to the people who show up and support and comment and like and share and subscribe. It's a stupid comment, dude. There's always this person. There's always this person who's like, oh, I could just buy a jersey. No shit, Sherlock. What do you think? I'm insulting your intelligence and you can't go and buy yourself a damn jersey or a hat? That's not the point. That's not the point at all. Come on, man. Stupid ass comment. Buddy says, why don't they like Big Cilia? Because he doesn't glaze them all the time. You know? He doesn't glaze them all the time. He's not, you know, he points out a lot of things that he thinks are wrong, whether he's right or wrong. And he doesn't get in line. He doesn't do what they want him to do or say what they want him to say. So interesting. The point is to give you money. Yeah, well, intern, I don't know what world that you operate in or what world you live in, or maybe if you do anything for likes or to make money, or maybe you're a fucking basement guy and you don't do a damn thing. Money is how the world works, all right? I pay John McMullen. I pay Dan Cilio. I got $5,000 of computer set up in front of me. Money is how you do things in life. Money is how you run a small business. Money is oxygen for a small business. I mean, dude, wake up. What are you, 5 years old? What are you, 5 years old? Good night. Yeah, right. Go buy a hat then, douche. Like, what a moron. I could tell you, you intern and your name is fitting. You don't know a damn thing about the real world. It's like, what the? You're coercing them into giving you money. Well, money helps keep us on the air. It's support. That's what I just said. I'm thanking the people that support the channel. Good night. Triggered. I'm not triggered. I'm just talking. Listen, you come into the this is what I love this. You come into the Thunderdome, you throw haymakers, and then when I put you in a fucking blender, now I'm triggered. No, bitch. I'm the man on the screen in the arena. I gotta treat you differently than you treat me. That's how it works. All right? It's easy for you to say, hey, you're this and that. You're hiding behind an anonymous name, an anonymous account in my chat room. Bitch, I'll treat you however the hell I want. Come on. Come on, man. Come on, man. I love a good morning crash out. Me too. Block that deal. Hey, I don't need to block him. Whatever. I don't need to block him. But all right, everybody. Jacorian Bennett has landed. Jacorian Bennett has landed. And intern Sirianni has some decisions to make. Oh, wait, not that guy. The only decision that guy has to make is whether to wipe his ass with sandpaper or toilet paper today. No block. I don't really block many. Yeah, Sig, it's like, what am I, a charity over here? Xander wants you to do all this for free out of the kindness of your heart. Yeah, and go broke while doing it. It doesn't work. That's not how the world works, intern. Maybe one day you'll get there and figure that out. All right? Maybe one day you'll get there and figure that out. When you do get there, you can come and holler at me. I'll give you some good advice. Tonich, what's this name? I've never seen that. Welcome to the Xander Zone. So I told you guys a story of that, right? And welcome to my uncle used to have that above his garage. Welcome to the Xander Zone. That was dope. All right, everybody. Great show this morning. All right. I'm pretty excited about the trade. They did get rid of Thomas Booker, who was a pretty good player for this team. Good depth piece on the defensive tackle room. But overall, you know, you bring in another corner. I think it probably does, realistically speaking, as much as we are all fans of the team and we want everything to work out, I think it does show you that there's not too much confidence, at least yet, in either Ringo or Adoree Jackson. You know, why add to this room if not? And we'll see how it shakes out, man. We'll see how it shakes out. So they did add another body. He's drafted the same year as Ringo, almost the same spot, one spot ahead of Ringo. And he's got a lot more playing time than Ringo. So he's 24 years old. He turns 25 in about 2 weeks. And you got a cheap contract for the next 2 years, you know? So let's see how it all shakes out. Let's see how it all shakes out. Brian Pump says, kick his ass, Seabass. You got a Corvette, though, too. All right, that's cool. I appreciate that. I don't hate you, intern, at all. I was just trying to tell you that your narrative was dumb. I don't hate you. I don't hold grudges on many, all right? I don't hold grudges on many. Twiz says, Crum will pay $5 for a coffee but won't pay $5 for a month of content. Listen, I'm not going to tell people how to spend their money, but the people who do decide to spend it here, I'm gonna appreciate it. I'm going to appreciate it. Valenci says, Z put me on game. He gives advice as well. Got me wanting to take car content more seriously. Yo, hit me up if you want me to help you with it. I love it, man. My channel got monetized, which, again, I'm not going to toot my own horn, but that's a tough thing to do. You know, a lot of people try and get YouTube channels monetized for a long time. So, you know, in this world, that's a big thing to get the YouTube channel monetized. And 1 month in, we're monetized over on ZK's Garage. So for those who like car content, definitely go check that channel out. That's my other channel. And I'm pumped about that. My new video is humming. Up over 2K views already. So pretty awesome. Pretty awesome. Thank you, Balenci. Appreciate that, brother. I always try and give a little game. I don't profess to know everything, but I've learned a couple of things so far, and I'm sure there's plenty more I will learn throughout the years. All right. Need to subscribe. Zeal, check it out. I know you're a car guy, Zeal. Zeal, maybe we do like a collab. I'll come over and look at your garage. I'll go do your garage. I'm laughing at a Prince comment. Prince, one thing I love about you, Prince, is you never fail to crack me up. Prince is just one of those dudes that's naturally funny. Just the way he talks is just funny. All right. I love it. I'll check it out. Wayne, you got to check it out. I'll share the link in the description. I'll share the link in the description right now. Let me go here. Get this.
What's up, everybody? ZK from
ZK. There's the video auto playing. I think this should work. Oh, Dingbat, I saw that, man. I saw your comment over there. Thank you, brother. I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that very much, Dingbat. You came a member on Jacob last night, and then you subscribed over on ZK's Garage. So thank you, dude. That's pretty dope of you, and I appreciate that. Intern, here we go. Let's get intern back on our good side. I always say that. All of the haters will come back. Come on back. Come on back. We went over everybody here on Jacob Sports. He says, I got a 96 1LT. Nothing special. Listen, man. A vet's a vet. I like the old vets, too. What would that be? A C5? 4? C5? I think C5 probably. 96? I don't know exactly. I like the C7s and the C6s. The C6 ZR1 that's kind of like a dream car. That would be pretty sick. C4. All right. So one before me, or one before what I thought. I thought it might be a C5. Good stuff, brother. Enjoy it. Drive it. More miles, more smiles. Goat says, hey, Xander, we meet again. What's up, brother? I'm not going anywhere. So whenever you show up, I'll be here. All right. Whenever you show up, I'll be here, my friend. I'll be here. I'll be, you know, my dad used to say, when I used to leave that, he used to say, I'll be here when you get back. I love saying that now. I'll be here when you get back. Gotta love it. All right. 68 Camaro, that's pretty badass. Morrow, if my ZK's Garage channel gets up to 50,000 subscribers or 100,000 subscribers, I'm buying a ZL1, all right? I'm buying a ZL1 to go with my vet, and I might even have to drop a GT500 in there, all right? My Ford Ranger. How do you like that Ford Ranger, Devin? Because I need to get a I need to get a truck. I'm in the market for a truck right now. Probably won't add it till, I don't know, November maybe. But I'm going to grab a truck for sure. I miss my truck that bad. I miss it bad. I love my truck, man. So I went, this is why I fleeced them, not fleeced them, but I got them to give me more of my trade for my car, because I'm looking and I'm like, look, I know my truck's got 65,000 miles. I know it's, by the way, it was per, I keep cars per, I mean, the car was per, my truck was perfect, 65,000 miles, but they were trying to give me, you know, probably $4,000 less than what I got for it on the trade-in. And I'm like, dude, you're going to sell this truck. Don't even kid me. I already know you're going to sell this truck in a week. You know, I looked at the trucks in this price range. This is going to be the hottest truck in this price range by a mile. Sure enough, they sold that truck in 3 days. They sold that truck in 3 days. I knew it. I'm like, and I'm happy though, because they did give me a good trade value. They gave me way higher than Kelley Blue Book, which is always a good thing. And I got close to what I was trying to get on the private market. So I was happy to make the move, but now I got to get another. Now I got to get another truck. Coyote boy, yeah. I don't know. I'm interested in that GT500 now. I might have graduated from the Coyotes for now. Pickup truck. They are. Pickup trucks have gotten very expensive. They have gotten very expensive. Marie says TRX is king. Well, Maurice, the problem with that for me is my truck now doesn't need to satisfy my performance needs. I got that in the vet, you know? And so I'm going to get more of a practical truck. I don't think I can do the Ranger or smaller truck. I like full size. Yeah. It's crazy, man. Pickup trucks are wild now. They're wild. Yeah. They're bringing back the TRX. I saw that. So we'll see. All right, everybody. I love all you guys. I appreciate each and every one of you for being here, for liking, sharing, subscribing, supporting the channel as always. Thank you very much, including you, Intern Sirianni. Even if you think I'm doing things for nefarious reasons, which I'm not. I've always been very open and honest with the great people of Jacob Nation. Thank you for being here, brother. Tonich, thank you for being here as well. Yeah, Tonich says, do you plan on lowering and throwing on new rims for the C8? So I'm definitely doing new rims. And for those who know, buying new wheels and tires for a car, for a vet, is very expensive. I don't know about lowering. So I want to lower it, because lowering it obviously looks dope. But my vet doesn't have the front lift. So do I want to lower it? You know, maybe if I got a truck, I would lower it, because then I don't need to daily drive it. So I could be a little bit more selective on where I drive it. I don't know. Lowering it sounds dope to me, but it sounds better than I feel like it will be. You know, but definitely new wheels. Nice merch trailer for tailgates. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what I get, Twiz. We're doing something. Don't lower it, Izzy B says. Izzy, good thing I ain't listening to you. All right. Look at this guy, Wayne O'Payne. I ain't got big. Wayne, you can't hide. Wayne, I know a big baller when I see one, Wayne. All right. You can't sneak past me, Wayne O'Payne. Look at this dude. Are you kidding me? I do have a few decent toys. Guy's got an El Camino, a square body, a 454, and a Harley with a badass Yamaha Grizzly. Come on, Wayne. I know a baller when I see one, Wayne. Are you kidding me? I know a baller when I see one. I love it. All right, everybody. Love all you guys. Thanks for being here this morning. I got a meeting coming up, 10:30, so I got to run. I got to get ready for that. And we'll have plenty of content today, 2 to 6 National Football Show. And then 6 to 8 Birds 365 tonight. We'll get more into the Jacorian Bennett trade, kind of see what John hears today from Nick Sirianni. He's going to speak before practice, probably about 25 minutes from now. Nick Sirianni will speak. And then the day number 10 today of practice. And it's the last one of the week that will be open to the media before this preseason game on Thursday. So last one, and then tomorrow morning we'll be back with the normal Birds 365, 8 to 10 a.m. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday this week. So we'll be back on our normal schedule. So appreciate all you guys being here. Hit that like button for me. All right. Thanks, everybody. See you next time.
EAGLES, Eagles.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.